Adam, first, tell me about fentanyl and why it's so dangerous.
Fentanyl is a very powerful synthetic opioid that we use and have been using since 1960, typically in the operatory or palliative care arena. You know, fentanyl is 80 to 100 times stronger than morphine and about 40 to 50 times stronger than pharmacy-grade heroin. And so the problem is you have these people who have varying degrees of addiction, varying degrees of tolerance, and they're expecting to take a certain drug and they're expecting a certain high, and they're obviously getting something that they didn't expect. And a lot of that can result in respiratory depression, so the patient's breathing slows and or stops, and some of these patients are dying. We're seeing it over in Sacramento, we're seeing it in Roseville, and it's just a matter of time before we start seeing it here in the Reno-Sparks area.
And so you're seeing this unfolding in Northern California right now. How are you preparing your crews in Washoe County?
So one of the things that we've already done is we've actually provided continuing medical education for our crew members specifically on not only heroin, fentanyl, Norco, or narcotics, but also on methamphetamine, because there are very deadly and toxic things that are cut into methamphetamine. So we see that in this area. You know, what will happen is we monitor our calls. We use something called First Watch, and it's a biosurveillance system that will begin to hit. And, you know, we saw this when we have norovirus outbreaks during swine flu and all that. And basically what will happen is if there is a cluster of calls, you know, it could be overdoses, it gives us a trigger so that we can work with the health department, and then they can use the public health division to begin public campaign and awareness. And we go through, you know, various media outlets. We use social media and try and get that word out there that, hey, there is something bad in town.
And along with those awareness campaigns, Nevada actually made some legislative changes recently that are now impacting how you treat overdose patients. Can you tell me about those?
Governor Sandoval enacted or assigned legislation in 2015, the Good Samaritan Drug Overdose Act, that allows for, number one, for people that recognize those that have overdosed to call, and they are granted immunity, so people don't have to fear prosecution because they're calling when their friend is not doing well, as well as it allows for easier access to get naloxone or Narcan. Opiate overdoses, we do have a medication that we're able to reverse it. Previously, a drug that needed a prescription, and obviously physicians were uncomfortable doing that, and so now we actually are able to get that at a licensed pharmacy. The other thing is our emergency medical dispatchers at REMSA, part of their new protocol, actually instruct the emergency medical dispatcher to ask the caller if the person has access to a naloxone or Narcan auto-injector to actually administer it in these patients that are suspected to be an overdose, so that even before the paramedic unit arrives, we're able to start providing care. And that could be really the differentiation between somebody living and dying.
Adam Hines, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.